We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, and we're continuing the drushes of either Fir Rabbi Kiva or Fir Rabbi Shmuel, how we know Meis Mitzvah. That means the Kohen Gadol and Nazir are also the Matamah to Krevim, but the Mutter to Fah Meis Mitzvah. Inshallah was what the drusha was. And the Gemara basically came out that the klal of Kol Nefesh Meis LaYavoy, or Al Nefesh Meis LaYavoy, or Al Nafshesh Meis LaYavoy, which is by Kohen Gadol, they both mean they cover all the Krevim. And the other psukim, the other pratim, the other specifics are coming to lafuk other things. So if you're Rekiva learned that of nefesh, it was the rechaikim, mace taught you even kravim and a nazir can't be metama too. La'ava ve'ima is metama, is not metama to ima, is metama to mace mitzvah. Achiv was a kohen gadol, it's a nazir. And achaisai was, la'achiv is the kohen gadol nazir, is metama to mace mitzvah. And achaisai was for ha'ilach lishcha is pischa. So our Gemara was starting off Mem Tesem Aleph has a kash like this. Rabbi Kiva Mechti, Loishna Kohen Gadol L'chudei, Loishna Kohen Gadol V'hu Nazir, Nafka Mela Achiv. We learn from Achiv to teach us that Nafka Achiv Yinala Metamah Tu, we learn Metamah to Meis Mitzvah, and we said, even if he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, because Av Imai teach you that a Nazir can Metamah to Meis Mitzvah. Achiv is saying even Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. So Gemara's kash is, L'Aviv L'Imai Lamali. And the way Tosfos explains the question, it's hard to read the Gemara, it means like this, why do you need both Aviv and Imad? Of course you need one of them to say, Meis Mitzvah by Nazir, and the next level is Achiv, which is the Kohen Gadol and Nazir. Why do you need Aviv and Imad together? For that, one of them will be sufficient. Why do you need Aviv and Imad to teach you that a Nazir could metamah to a Meis Mitzvah? And the same kasha Tosfos speaks out, you can ask, by Kohen Gadol also. Kohen Gadol also, we have Love Imai extra, and we said it's coming to teach us the Gzeres Shava of Imai. To make Imai available for the Gzeres Shava, you need only one side, and that makes Gzeres Shava teach us that for Moisom, it says by Nazir Moisom, only Issa Tumas to Moisom, Nata, Nega, and Zav, and how we learn to kind of go from Imai. But what do you need Imai for? Why do you need both words for? That's the question. Why do you need both words? Why do you need both words for Meis Mitzvah, and why do you need both words for the Gzeres Shava? Love Imai, love Imai. My answer is Shrichi. You need both of them. Why? Because of Aviv, if we would just say Aviv, which means like this, it said I'll call Nafsh Meis Liyava, which means all Kravim are Aviv. But if it spoke at Aviv, you would think it's teaching us like this. Hav Amina, Hainu Taima, Deloy Metamalom, Shum Dechazoka Ba'amhu. I would say the reason why you're not Metamal to Aviv is because the Aviv, that's your father, is only based on a Chazoka. The Chazoka is that Rav Be'ilois Ha'ilachachabal. That means your mother, Mustama, got pregnant from this father. But it's only a chazaka. Of Imai, the Yoidin, the Yaldi say, but the mother, which you know that she gave birth to you, Letamela, you'll be able to Metama. Which means like this. If it would say Aviv, even though already said that all crave Maser, you would think a Torah is speaking out Aviv to teach us the Dafka Aviv. But Imai, which is a stronger relative, there, you will be able to be Metama. Therefore, I say Imai. Aviv v'imai has to imai also to say you can't metamah to imai. V'ikas shachmana imai. Just said imai. Have amina. Imai loy metamah la why the lav ozel zara basra because the children don't go after her yichus. Aviv kivin davar mar le mishpe choysal le beis avoy. Someone goes after the father's yichus. Imai letamah la. Maybe you should metamah to kamash v'lon. It says both aviv and imai to teach us this halacha. So the question will be then. So I think if it just said aviv, I would think. Only Aviv is also the Matam Imai, which is closer, I would be able to Matamater. And the other way, if I said Imai, I would say only Imai can't be Aviv, which is the Yichus, I'll be able to Matamater. So now, we need both Aviv Imai. Now the question is, how do you know Meis Mitzvah then? If you need Aviv Imai, how do you know Meis Mitzvah? Or let's say by Kohen Gadol, it says Aviv Imai now, how do you know the din of the Gzeres Shava? So Tosfos, in the middle of this business, Tosfos asks this kasha. And it says, "I'm talking about even the tzricha legufayu of a ve'ima im kima heichet teisa meis mitzvah benazir ve'gam lo miyasri legizera shav v'kayin gal lekim mitzvah tzrichi." So teisa pashat teretz. He says that you didn't say anything. Just be quiet, ma ve'ima. You won't have any havminas. It says, "I call nafshus meis layava," which means all kravim are awesome. Once you spoke at one, so then you would say, "If I only spoke at aviv." You wouldn't learn a Meis Mitzvah. You would say, Aviv, I can't. But that's common to say Aviv, to say Imai, I could be Metamato. So, only could have said one, I had to say the other one. So, really could have said nothing. Could have said not Aviv Imai. Since it brings down the Aviv Imai, which you didn't have to do, that's extra, and therefore you learn about Meis Mitzvah. But once you're bringing something down, you can't say one of them, because then you wouldn't darsh Meis Mitzvah. You would say to Memayit the other one. The other one saying, but Ima I could be Mitamatu, or Ima and Ava I could be Mitamatu. Therefore, it says both of them to teach us Meis Mitzvah, but it has to have both of them, because if not, you would make the dig the wrong way. So, Akapanim, that's, you know, Ava Ima, that's, you know, Meis Mitzvah from the word, extra words of Ava Ima. Now the Gemara goes to Darshan and Lefi Rabbi Akiva, the words of Kal Nafshis Meis by Kohen Gadol. Kal Nafshis Meis Lo Yavi Lomali. What's that for? So Gemara says, Al Kal Lafuka Rechaikim. The first words Al Kal is coming to exclude Rechaikim, which was a little shver, like Tosef and Rosh point out. We already know Rechaikim is also by Kohen Gadol because he's not worse than a Kohen Headed, or from a Kal Chaim we had before. So that they say to be over two lavim. So Al Kal Lafuka Rechaikim. Meis lafuke kroivim, nafshois lafuke revias dam. And Tosfos also speaks out of here, nafshois meis is not really extra, because nafshois meis teaches us kroivim. So before, by Nozir, we dash nefesh meis to mean the kroivim, the both words together. Here we're separating the meis and the nefashos. How do you do that? He says, no, Tosfos says, it's from the nefashos and rabbin. Lafuke revias dam shiyotzim shnei meisim, shutam boil. To memarbe, that we know Allah is revias dam is tam boil. If it comes from two mesim, it's still matam oil. Learn from the fashos. Shenema, I call nafshos mesim liyavai. Good lashon rabbim. Tzalk upon him. That's the darsh of this pasuk. So bottom line is, let's just recap the drashas. So the bottom line is that both kohen gadol and nazir are usher to all kraivim, but the mutter meis mitzvah. Lefi Rav Akiva, the drasha is from Ava v'imay by nazir. Veloy v'imay is kam matama, but meis mitzvah yikubim matama. And you know, from Achiv, even if he's a Kohen Gadol and an Azir, they still allowed to be Metamet Meis Mitzvah. And Achoisa is teaching you the din of Hoylech Lishchei as Pischei. That's Fir Rabbi Kiva. The Fir Rabbi Shmuel, the words are called Nefesh Meis, is teaching us that Afuke Behema. So you use the first word Aviv to teach you that he can't Metamet to crave him. According to Rabbi Kiva, you knew from Kol Nafshis Meis, or Kol Nefesh Meis. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, used that for Kravim Aviv. Imai is used for Gzeres Shava. Achiv is used for Meis Mitzvah. And Achais is used for Halach Lishcha as Pischa. That's what comes out, all these drashas, how we know the din of Meis Mitzvah.